الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, we go to the second criteria of success that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described in the ayat of Surah An-Nur, where he said, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَخْشَ اللَّهَ وَيَتَّقْهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. We spoke about ita'at of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yesterday. I want to mention and remind myself and you about the importance of the ita'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our kalima with which we enter Islam is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah is why we do it. Muhammadur Rasulullah is how we do it. This is a slogan that a friend of mine made into a little poster, which is, I think, illustrates this kalima very well. La ilaha illallah is why we do it. There is no one worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why do we worship Allah? Because there is no one worthy of worship except Allah. Muhammadur Rasulullah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the last and final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, meaning that we follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How do you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. So la ilaha illallah is how, is why we do it, and Muhammad Rasulullah is how we do it. The ita'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reiterated it, mentioned it in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned atiu Allah wa atiu Rasul, obey Allah and obey the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the entire Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never mentioned atiu Allah without saying atiu Rasul, not even once. Every single time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned his ita'at, his obedience, he mentioned the obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Always atiu Allah wa atiu Rasul. But in several places, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned only the ita'at of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without mentioning his own ita'at. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ يُطِيَ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. The one who obeys Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has obeyed Allah. So Allah did not mention his own ita'at in terms of obedience. He said, the one who obeys Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah An-Nur itself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the one who has obeyed Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has gained hidayah. وَإِن تُطِعُهُ تَحْتَدُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the one who obeys Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has got guidance. He has got hidayah. Now, there is a beautiful small booklet called Authority of the Sunnah by Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib Daud Barakatuhum, which illustrates this whole thing and which explains it very beautifully. I am very briefly saying this. The reason being that obedience to the Prophet ﷺ is to be done completely and totally. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are many places in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pronounced some very serious warnings with respect to this, where I will not go into all the details and all the different ayats which I have mentioned in other contexts. But for example, the basic principle of the Sharia is that if you have a thought or if you have a feeling, then you are not culpable on that basis. The thought or the feeling is not punishable. It becomes punishable only if it is expressed, either through word or action. But in the heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives that leeway. Allah does not punish us for the feelings and thoughts that we have. But with respect to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned very specifically that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that if they وَفِي قُلُوبِهِمْ حَرَجْ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if they come to you and if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam pronounces a judgment, if they, not only should they accept it completely without any reservation. But Allah said, even if there is some fi qulubihim haraj, even if inside their heart, if there is a problem, if there is a resentment or if there is a disagreement with the judgment that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has pronounced, then Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala said, these people are out of Islam. Now, similarly in many other places, several other places, where the importance of the obedience to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now, think about this. Why is this importance? Why is it so important and why is this importance given? And the reason is that in Islam, there is no blind obedience. We have to understand this very clearly. There is no blind obedience. Obeying somebody because you know who that person is and because you believe that that person is giving you the right direction, this is not blind obedience. Blind obedience is if you obey someone without knowing who you are obeying, without knowing why you are obeying. But if you obey somebody who you know and trust, and you know why you are obeying them, then this is not blind obedience. So in Islam, there is obedience to the Messenger Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam because we know who Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is, because we know what he advises, because we know that his advice comes from Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala Jalla Jalaluhu. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala said, he does not speak by his own desire. He speaks what has been told to him. He gives instructions as they have been delivered to him. What he communicates is wahi. Let me give you two examples, both from the Seerah and the Quran. One is the Asbab al-Nuzul of the last two ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah, from Aman al-Rasul to the end. I have mentioned this Asbab al-Nuzul story many times, so I will not repeat it here. But if you look at that whole story, سَمَعْنَا وَآتَانَا غُفْرَانَكَ رَبَّنَا وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرُ. These are the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with which he advised the Sahaba, and the Sahaba accepted that advice, and they repeated سَمَعْنَا وَآتَانَا غُفْرَانَكَ رَبَّنَا وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored them by sending those very same words as his kalam to be recited in salah. Now just think about this. What is this samayana vatana? We have heard and we obey. Right? We have heard. Heard is a physical action. This is a physical action. Now if Hafiz bhai tells me something and says, please tell this to Mazhar bhai when you meet him tomorrow. Now I come and tell you, Mazhar bhai, this is what Hafiz bhai told me. Now, who did you hear? You heard me. You did not hear Hafiz bhai. So, if you say, I hear you and I obey you, who are you hearing and who are you obeying? Not Hafiz bhai. Even though instruction is from him, what you are doing is exactly what he wants you to do. But the one you heard and obey is me, not him. So, Samana wa Atana refers to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the attitude of the Muslim. When he says Samana wa Atana, he refers it to Allah. Ya Allah, we hear you and we obey you. But did you hear Allah? You did not hear Allah. You heard Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when we say we hear you and we obey you, this refers to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The instruction belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is where the relation between the ayat of Surah Al-Najm, which I recited before, and the ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. My Nabi does not say anything by his own will. He says what has been revealed to him. And we are saying, yes, we are in agreement with that. Sadaq Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken the truth. What comes to us from the Nabi is wahi. We hear the Nabi and we obey the Nabi, which is wahi. So the obedience to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ يُطِي الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَى اللَّهِ. Obedience to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the essence of this deen. It is the absolute ruh of this deen. Second incident which illustrates this from the seerah again is the famous incident of Ghazwatul Uhud, the Battle of Uhud, where Rasulullah put a group of archers on a hillock. And if you go to, we should do this, you must go to Uhud and you must see these things. It's still there, the hillock is still there, Uhud is still there. He put these people on the hillock and he said to them very clearly, he said, stay here and do not leave this place, even if you see either two things. Don't leave this place, even if you see the battle has been won, and people are collecting ghanima, and don't leave this place, even if you see the battle has been lost and you see the vultures and the crows eating from our bodies. What does it mean? It means the battle is completely lost, the opposing forces have even gone away, all that you have is dead bodies. He said, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, even if you see that, don't leave this place. You stay here, no matter what. Now, what actually happened? What happened was that the battle was won, and these people who were on the hill, they saw the people gathering the booty of the war. So they said, the battle is over. The instruction of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam related to the battle, battle is finished. Therefore, the instruction is no longer valid. We don't have to stay here. Let us go and collect our booty. Now, Sayyidina Jafar radiallahu anhu and others who were there, he was the Amir, and there were other, some of the other Sahaba, they said, don't leave here. The instruction of Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was very clear. He said, irrespective of what happens to the battle, whether we win or we lose, don't leave this place until the instruction is given to you to come down. They said, no, that doesn't happen. That was for that time. Now, just think about it. This is exactly the argument that we, may Allah forgive us, this is the argument we use today. When somebody talks about a sunnah, when somebody talks about a hukam of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we say, no, that refers to those days. Today, times have changed. But see the issue here. They said the same thing. They said, no, that instruction was for the battle. Battle is over. So, instruction also is no longer valid. I mean, they did not say it is not valid, but I'm saying that was the logic behind it. So, not all, but most of them left the hilak, and Khalid bin Walid radhiyallahu anhu was waiting for that opportunity, and we know the entire tide of battle turned completely around, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala converted a win into a loss to such an extent that even though Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself was with the troops, 70 sahaba were killed. 70 of them were shaheed, including Sayyidina Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib radhiyallahu anhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself was badly injured. All of this happened. Why? Because one instruction of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was disobeyed. That one instruction was disobeyed, the result of it was so severe, even though Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself was mawjood, he was still there. And he was with the army, he was in the same place. Despite that, the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not, it wasn't averted, and they paid the price. Now the point is, all of these things, they illustrate only one thing, which is the importance of obeying Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam completely and totally, without question, not blindly, but we obey without question because we know who he is, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We obey without question because we know what he says is, or what he said is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Jalla Jalaluhu. And therefore, when we say sami'na wa ata'na, this refers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any doubt, but directly, immediately, it refers to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where we are saying, Ya Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we hear you and we obey you. And obeying you is obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not because I am saying it, but because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself said this. وَمَنْ يُطِي الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَى اللَّهِ. The one who has obeyed the Rasul has obeyed Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is the authority of the sunnah. This is the authority and the importance of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's the reason why we need to study this deen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called it one of the four criteria of people who will be eventually and finally successful. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to enable us to be among those people and to count us among those people and to make it possible for us to be among those people. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu. Today is Jum'ah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to accept this dua of ours and to make this dua at a time when he accepts the duas of people. We ask Allah to make it a way and a means of changing our lives so that our lives become on line with the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah SAW, and that we don't allow our own nufus and our own nafs and our own desires to come in the way of obedience to the Prophet SAW. no matter whether we like to obey or we do not like to obey. That is not a criterion. It is not a criterion. The criterion is not whether we like to obey or we don't. Whether we like or we don't like. Whether the instruction within quotes makes sense or doesn't make sense. Whether it is logical or not logical according to our limited understanding. We obey because we know that the one who gave the instruction is superior to us in status, is superior to us in understanding, is superior to us in knowledge, is superior to us in closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by a level which is more than the difference between the heavens and the earth. And that's the reason why we obey Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika wa rahmatika.